Let us start again from Daf Chofeyim at Beis to get into the swing of the sugya. We heard in the Mishnah, Lo oisan oichlam ta'inim v'oma rei aleichem kolben nimtso oviv v'ochiv v'hoyu moim acherem. That the nether was not chal on the Oviv Ochiv, because there was no leif, he never had intentions to asar al Oviv Ochiv. But the other people are also, Beisil Oimrim, Eilu Ve'ilu Mutorim. Zog te Gemorra, Ro Isan Oichlin, Tnan Hosom. We learned the Mishnah further, Poischin b'Shabbosos u'b'yomim tov. That we can make a Pesach if a person had asked al atzmai boso b'yayim b'chol ha'shana. So we could be matel achilas boso shtiyas yayim b'Shabbos v'yontiv. With a Pesach, if he would have realized that one is not permitted to be mitzvayer himself on Shabbos v'yontiv, to be ma'an himself on Bosu v'yayim, so he never would have made this nether. Barishayna yoimrim oison hayom mutar. In the beginning they said that the Pesach, which is on Shabbos yomim toivim, is matar Shabbos and yontiv. Usho kol ayomim asurim. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva v'limeid neder shehutal miktsosa yuta kuboy. So Rabbi Kiva said, since a chelik of the neder was hutal, so the whole neder becomes muta. And it seems that the machloikis, the tanakam of Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva is the same machloikis, Beishame and Beisilu, that Beisilu also hold like Rabbi Kiva, neder shehuta miktsosai huta kula. So now the Gemara is going to explain the machlekes. So we have here a machlekes of Rabbi and Rava. Omar Rabbi, the kuli alma, everyone agrees, say Beishamai, say Beisilu, kolayche do Omar, Ilu hoyisi yoideya sha'abo b'neichem. If I would have known that my father is from the oichle teinai, hoyisi yoima kuchem asurim chutz mi'abe, it would have not have changed the nusach haneda, just like I said before, kuchem asurim. I would have also said, being aware that my father is there, I would have also had said the same nusach haneder, kulchem asurim, chutz mi'abe. In such a case, if in Yesod he is zufrieden with the nusach haneder, that is not considered a neder shehutar miktsosei huta kuloi, the kuloi nasurin ba'oviv muta. Loinech leku ele ba'imar ilo ha'yisi yoideya sha'aba b'neichem. I would have known sha'aba b'neichem ha'yisi yoimar pleini u'pleini asurim ba'aba muta. I would have never had said this neder. There's a tois de ikel neder. Then we have a machlokes of Beishame in Beisilu. Now let us see the Rav. Omar Rabbe, Hakel Meidim Ba'omer, Hoyisi Omer Kulchem Asurim Chutz Ma'abe. The Kula Alme, Sai Beishamai, Sai Beisilu, Ha'moide that Kulhoin Asurim Ba'oviv Mutar. Mishum delay mikri ki haigavne neder shehuta miktsosoi. it is not considered neder shehuta mikzosoi huta kuloi. Lefi shekibin shebishas haneder omar kulchem asurim. Since bishas the neder he had said kulchem asurim. That was the neder. Ba'achshav gam kein mamid dvorov harishayne legabi ha'achayne bi'oysoi haloshayn mamish sha'oma b'tchila. And he says, if he would have been aware, he would have said the same loshen. Af al pi she'moitzi oviv min haklal. Even though now he is saying, Kulchem asurim chutz me'abe. Afilo hochi ein ze neder shohuta miktsosai. This is not a neder that a chelik of the neder became muta. Lefisha oviv loy nichnas me'oilom b'mashmois ha'neder. Because the neder never included his father. Bohoraye, because knowing that his father is there, he would also say kulchem. So we see by him kulchem does not mean all the people who are there. So kulchem means all of you who are there, which means the other people besides his father. Now, the first time he said kulchem, his father was also not included because he never had das to ask of the father. So the kulchem meant all of you. It didn't include the father. Now again, if he would have known that the father, they'd also say kulchem, chutz mi'abe. So there's no tois in the etzem neder. There's no heter on the etzem neder. The neder is the same that it was before. Just like the first time, not knowing that the father was there, the father was not included because Yizicha didn't mean to ask of the father. There's no leif to ask of the father. So there's no huter of the neder. There's no huter miktsosa. So the neder that was said the first time, there was no tois in the etzem neder. The first time it didn't include the father, and knowing that the father said also doesn't include the father. There's no musig of neder shehuta miktsosei huta kula. Leinechleku. So Rabbi says, when is there a machlekes? Ela ba'imel. Ilu hoyisi yedeya sha'aba b'neichem. If I would have known that as Abba is b'neichem, yisi yoyma pleini upleini asurim ba'aba muta. Beishamai kirabon. Now that is the case of our Mishnah, that he would not have said such a lotion of kulchem. He would have said pleini upleini. Beishami kerabonon, the last lo neder shehuta miktsosai huta kulai. Beishami do not hold bachlal this halocha of huta miktsosai huta kulai. Ubeisilu kerabekive, a toso. Now why is this called huta miktsosai? The kiven the hoche iketalti. There are two factors over here. Chode de ike tois gomo legabi ho'o. Factor number one, that there was a tois legabi ho'o, that means it was never chal legabi ho'o. U legabi achine gamkein yesh tois, beloshen shuayma. And the neder that was said, that asa the others, the neder was also said in an oifen of toits. Shilo hoya yadeya sha'oviv b'neya. Afilo acherim loy hoya oise reisan ba'oise loshen. Sha'osra. lefisha yamakvit shiye muvan midvorov afilu rega kemeimre shiye abo bechlal. He never would have said gulcham asurim bechlal ha'yisab. He never would have been masking that that to say a loshin which has a mashmois at abo bechlal. So what do we see from here? So we see from here Bemison like this, that this person, when he said kulchem, the mashmois of kulchem to him meant everyone. That's the mashmois of kulchem. And therefore, if he would have known that the father is there, he would never have said kulchem, because kulchem means everyone. He would have said ploini a ploini. So we have over here a neder that included everyone, and a chelik of the neder wasn't chal, because he had no intentions of asking the father. So we have the neder was a neder of everyone, and that's how everyone became of gasset, because he said everyone. And a chelik of the neder became wasn't chal, because because an ovi v'zich never meant ta'asa. So here we have a musig of huter miktsosoi. The neder of kulchem of everyone, a chelik of that neder became muter. Ulefikach. And that's why he says, we see from what he says, from the questionnaire we give him, well, yes, and what would have you have said? So he says, I've never to say kulchem. So we see what kulchem means to him. So now we have here a combination. So that means that there was chala heter in the nether. The toys gomel, that there was a heter. The toys beloshin legabi yachem. That means he never wanted to, they were never made a nether of kulchem to asa the achelem. Spirele lebeis hilo, the chiagav ne mikri nether, shuta miktos aikuta kula. And Beshami don't hold of this. They don't know that this yisod bechlal of neder shuta miktsasa yuta kula. Less for neder shuta miktsasa. So that was Rabbi's mahalach. So Rabbi's mahalach was that in order to make neder shuta miktsasa, you have to be mishane. That means that he's not masking with the loshen that was said, because the loshen he was said was koilel his father. So Memele, so from that we see that the first nether was Koilul, his father, and there was a heter, and in that we have a machloikis beishami beisilu. But if he says that if he would have known that the father's day, he would have said kulchem, so we see from him that kulchem does not mean all of you, doesn't mean everyone. Kulchem means all of the group, which we exclude the father. So kulchem bechlal never included the father. From that, in order to answer the father, so kulchem doesn't include the father. So it's not a heter in the neder. It's we're magbul the kulchem. The kulchem is only kailu, the group of people besides his father. So then there's no neder shahuta miktosai. So then everyone holds that it'll be also. The father is mutter, because the father never was nesar, and everyone is mutter. That's how Rabbi said pshat. The Rava Omar, Rava said, the kuli alma. Now Rava disagrees in ganzen with Rabbi. Rabbi says there's a machlekes, the machlekes beishami and beisila is a machlekes, the chachomim and Rabbi Kiva. Is there such a musig of neder shuta miktsos yuta kulay? Rava says, no, everyone, Beshami Besilil hold never shoot a mikzasi utakul. That's a dover muski. The kula alma. Kolecha doma ilu ha yisi yedei yashaba beinechem yishayim aploini aploini masurim va'aba muta. Kula mutarim. That is a case of never shoot a mikzasi, as we explained before. And everyone holds never shoot a mikzasi utakul. The whole machlokes is, if he says he would have remained with the lashon of kulchem, he would say kulchem chutz miyabe. Beishama isavri lo kerameid amatofes lashon rishen, beisilo savlar kabyoisi da'oma begmar dvorov odom nitfas. Zakteran, now we're saying pshat in Rava. Loinechleku ela ba'imer ilu ha'yisi yaideya sha'aba b'ineichem ha'yisi oimer kulchem asurim chutz me'abe. That's the only machlekes. And be'shamai sovri lo kerameya da'omatofes loshen rishin. Hesvirle le Rava. Rava holds, Plektayu b'mamid l'shaynei harishayn. The whole machlokes is, if he would have said the same lotion of kulchem. V'tamayu de b'shamay, mishum de sovri lo kerameh. The oma gabi hareize t'muras oilo. V'choza v'oma hareizu t'muras shlomen. Agavuche, they were standing in front of him two behemoths. Let's picture the story. One was an oila, one was a shlomin. Now he is a third behemoth, and he says, "Arei zu tmuras oila," and he says, "Arei zu tmuras shlomin." Now Rameya holds tofes loshin rishen. Varei hi tmuras oila. Ve'ein bo shlomim klal. V'Rabbi Yosi svirelei da'reizu tmura shlomim shebigmar dvorov odom nitfas. Now, I don't want to go into this, but the Ritas Loshen Arana would seem that it's only tmura shlomim. The Rishash is ma'ira from the Gemara, and tmura doesn't seem like that. But let's not go into this ha'oret. We have here a machlokes tanoim. Do you say tofes loshen rishon, or the way the Ran puts it, bigmar dvorov odom nitfas? So I saw in Rav Shmuel that the Pharisee also seems to say like this. The yisod machlokes is when this is a shaila in Hilchis Dibo. Im soif hadibo nichnas be'etzem ha'ascholah shel hadibo. U'memeila choshev shini losh. That means like this. Let's first go to that case. I said t'mura soila, areizu t'mura soila. So, according to Beishamai, according to Rameya, so I said areizu t'mura soila, finish. So it became a t'mura soila. There's no delayed action. Areizu t'mura soila, so it became a t'mura soila, finished. I say the next second, areizu t'mura shlomim, it can't become a t'mura shlom, it's t'mura soila. That's, he holds, toughest loshen rishon. The loshen achrin is another loshen. It's not one big loshen. It's two loshenes. And he said one loshen, so finished. It was chal already. Areizu t'mura soila. Rabbi Yosi holds bigmar dvorov odom nitfas. Don't jump to conclusions. Let us hear what this man wants to say. So hareizu tmuras oilo, hareizu tmuras shlomim. That means gmar dvorov was hareizu tmuras shlomim. Bigmar dvorov odom nitfas. The Ran says that it is a tmuras shlomim. Poshet Rashi in Temura says it's both. It's a Temura Seila and a Temura Shlomi. But Al Kaponim, Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to take into consideration the Loshen Achrim, and you make a kugel out of it. That is what he's saying. Areizu Temura Seila, Areizu Temura Shlomi. That means the Gemara Dvarav are a chelik of the Dvarav Arishayim. We're not now. So Zomarad Nois Avenik, and then we'll come. We'll see in the Avenik and the Ran. Now, when a person would have said, "Kulchem Asurim Chutz Meyabe," according to Rameya, Kulchem Asurim is Tofes Loshen Rishon. That means, the first time he said Kulchem Asurim, so he meant Kulchem Asurim, and the Abba was not included in the Kulchem, because he's a Chedimitas of the Abba. We asked him, if you would have known that the Abba is there, what would you have said? Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Min Abba. Now, the Chutz Min Abba is not the Kulchem Asurim, that's the Loshen Rishon. So he's saying, in other words, that I would have said the same Loshen like before. The Loshen was a very good Loshen. I would have said the same Loshen like before. So Memele, so just like the first Loshen did not cover the father, because there's no leiv on Ta'asa the father, so I would say it again. There's no huta miktosoi. Kulchem did not include the father. I'd say again, Kulchem, not including the father. That is the Loshen HaNeder. So in the Loshen HaNeder, there's no huta miktosoi. If you hold Tofes Loshen Achrin, so then Chutz Min Abe is a chelik of the Kulchem. That means it's a Kulchem Chutz Min Abe. It's not two Lashonis, it's one big Loshen. So now he's saying that I didn't know that the father was there, I said Kulchem. So, Kulchem asked everyone. But now that I know the father was there, I would say Kulchem Chutz Meyabe. Kulchem, that means Kulchem, I would say a Kulchem Chutz Meyabe, which excludes the father. So we hear from him that the first Loshen included the father, Mitzad the Loshen. No, the Neder wasn't Chal because there's no Leif to Asa the father. And the second Loshen is excluding the father because that's the Loshen. Kulchem Chutz Meyabe. So Memele, so then it's Neder Shehuta Mitzosei Huta Kuloi. That's if you hold top as Loshen Achim. So that means that the neder that was said was betois, because kulchem is inclusive. I wouldn't have said a loshen of kulchem. I said a kulchem chutz ma'abe loshen. That's a different loshen. So memele. So then it's huta miktosai. If you hold, so kulchem chutz ma'abe is equivalent, according to Rabbi Yossi, is equivalent to pliny and pliny, the same thing. Kulchem is a trefa loshen. Kulchem means the tat. I never would have said kulchem. Because kulchem is koilo the tat. I would never make a nisa with kulchem, which is a nisa. I would say, a kulchem chutz me'abe loshen. Or, plainy. Plainy doesn't have to rameya. So that's what Rav is coming to tell us. Rav is coming to tell us, everyone holds neder shuta miktsosei huta kuloi. There's no machlekes in this. And if he would have said plainy or plainy, so you see, so kulchem is a loshen, that's kaidel of abe. So that's a neder shuta miktsosei. This, the neder of kulchem was huta miktsosei. So plainy, so he would have said plainy or plainy, so huta miktsosei. But Beis Shammai holds, like Rav Meir, that Tofes Loshen Rishon. So in other words, that means he's happy with the Loshen of Kulchem. So just like the first time Kulchem wasn't Kailu the fathers, the second time Kulchem is also not Kailu the fathers. I mean, that's what he's saying. I would have, if I would have known the father, it also would say Kulchem. The Chutz Mi'aba does not become part of the Lashon. It's a Lashon Achayim. It's that, and we hold the, you don't say Tophus Lashon Achayim. That's, we're not Goyris that already. This is the second Lashon, and we, the first Lashon, Adam Nitvas, B'Lashon Dishayim. That is what Rameya holds. Now let us see the Ran in the Vedic. The Svirilei L'Rovip L'Taya B'Mamid L'Shayne Harishin. The whole Machlokes is when he's saying the same Lashon like before, the same Kulchem. The second time, if he would have known that the father's there. So just like he said before, so there's no toys in the Lashon HaNed, the Rava Bishigmar, Dvorv Shem Rechutz Minabe, Mashvi Tois B'Dvorav Arishayinim. That means, he said, I wouldn't have said this Lashon that I said before. I would have said a different Lashon. Like, Eptini Bahochi. Not Pshad is that there's something wrong with the first Lashon. The Iker Diburei Shalodom Hutchilas Dvorav. That's the Iker Diburei. That means, this Neder he would have said, Sai, he didn't know that the father's there. Sai, he did know that the father's there. The chihechi da hosom, kishe di burai harishin, soisa, kishe dvore harishin, soisa dvore haachin. Ein chayshishin lamad oma besoif klau, and it's a stire. We're not gairis to soif. The hainu tmura shlomi, hochenami. The shaav she dvore haachin, dein ichutz min abo, Kayim, here it's not, it's Kayim, Lefi Sheini Soyset Bori Arish, Nele Mevayet, this is explaining Bori Arish. Mikol Mokim, Kivin the Sviral on the Besoysrin Zeze, Taifs in Loshen Rishin, Beshein Soysrin Gamkein Oysen Iker Mitchilas Tiburay. That means, so that is the Loshen Aneder. That means he asked him if you would have known, what would he have said? So I would have said the same Lashon. Then he thinks, well, maybe I'm the Moisef already, Chutz Ma'abit, Beisim Nikiyah. But in Yesod, he holds the Ikir Diburei, was I would have said the same Lashon. That means that it doesn't make a difference to me that I know that the father's there, and I don't know the father's there. I would have said the same Lashon. The Lashon is not a toistic Lashon. I didn't mean the father when I didn't know that he was there, and I don't mean the father when I know he's there. That when he just adds on, episodes, oh yeah, chutz menabe, that's not the dibur haneder, that's psadovu tovu. I would have said that also, maybe, stamazoi, but the loshen haneder, which was said, not knowing that the father is there, that's, I'm satisfied with that loshen. I want to ask with that loshen. The kivin shetchilas diburai, if he would have known, Maskim in Masha Omar Betchilas Haneder is Miskayim Legabi Acherim. So Memele, that's why the Kulchem Mulasa Acherim. Veleka Hocha Huta Miktsosei Klau. So there's no Huta Miktsosei. That by him, Kulchem is a Loshen which could be used only Legabi Acherim. The Aviv Loilam Loyoye Bechlal Aneder. By the first time, the father was also not Bechlal. Kulchem does not mean everyone. Kulchem means all of you. Ubeisilu Savri Lo Kerab Yoisi.
And Beis Hillel holds like Rav Yosi, the Omar Shesoysim Dvorov says, Hoyuchem Acha Gmar Dvorov. That means you can't stop in the middle. You have to hear, let the person speak whatever is on his mind. But when it's not soysa, that means I would have not said such a neder, which has a mashmois to include the yabe. I would have said a neder, which you see clearly, I do not mean to include the yabe. So you hear from him that the first neder was a neder that included the Abba, and he would never have said such a neder if he would have known that the Abba is there. So in the neder is a tois. That is the machlokes Rabbe and Rabbe. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Eisvei Rav Popper Lerov. Keitzad Omar Abekive Neder Shehuta Miktosoi Huta Kuloi. What is the case that Rabbi Kiva holds Neder Shehuta Miktosoi Huta Kul? Now, we're going to have three cases. Koinam she'eini nene, just let me say over how the Ran learned Pshat in Rav Popper. The Bereis is telling us what Rabbi Kiva holds. What Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says, Neder shuta miktsosi etekul. What is the case? Koinam she'eini nene lekulchem. He said, Koinam she'eini nene lekulchem, not knowing that, that the father was there, huter echad mehem hutru kulo. Now the Gemara understood, we'll see soon in the Gemara, that this first case is speaking about that if he would have known that the father was there, he would say, laze u laze. That's the first case. We'll see clearly in the Gemara that that's pshat. That's case number one. She'eini nene, case number two, she'eini nene loze veloze. Now we see a moiradike chiddush. She'eini nene loze loze, and he didn't know that the father's there. And then we tell him the father's, he never mentioned the father's name. We'll see in the Ran, here's mechudish dike zachen. If he would have known the father was there, he would have said, kulchem chutz meyabe. Punfakel. There's a svara to say that it's a bigger kibud of to say kulchem chutz miyabat than say lozeh lozeh lozeh. We'll see in the Ranbai. So this is case number two. Lozeh lozeh, and if he would have known that the father's there, he would have said kulchem. Now, in the second case, hutro huta horishain hutru kulo. Now, the vow the Makshin held, the word Rishen, before it said Huta Echad Mem Hutru Kulam, here it says Huta Horishen Hutru Kulam, the Gemara did not bat an eyelash about the Shinu L'Shainis, the Gemara understood Huta Rish, Huta Echad Hutru Kulam, it's the same thing. So we are giving two cases of Neder Shehuta Miktosai Huta Kuloi. That means, if he had started off with a Loshen Kloli, and if he would have known that the father's there, he would have been Mishana to a Loshen Proti. Or he started off with a Loshen Proti, if he had known that the father's there, he would have been Mishana to a Loshen Kloli. So there, it's Neder Shehuta Miktsosei Huta Kula. There it's Huta Miktsosei Huta Kula. Case number three. So in other words, by Mishane, these are two cases of Mishane, Miklal leprat or Miprat leklal, you say Huta Miktsosei Huta Kulei. Huta Ha'achra, in case number three, the third one became, the last one became Huta, and again, let's not bat an eyelash about the word Achrin, Huta ha'echot, let's say, for practical purposes, ha'echot muta ve'kula nasurim. Here we don't say huta miktosei huta kula. So if two cases we do say, one case we don't say. Now, bishloime le'rabe, according to Rabbe, we can understand this baraisa. Bishloime le'rabe, mukim lo le'reisha. Now reisha means the first two cases, which are mishanet. The Omar Leze Uloze, which means Mishane. Leze Uloze means Mishane, because the first case we said it started off by Kulchem, and he would have said Leze Uloze. The second case he started by Leze Uloze, would have said Kulchem. The Seife, the Omar Le Kulchem. And the Seife speaking about, he started off saying Kulchem, and he would have known that the fathers, he also would have said Kulchem. Period. Before we go to the kasha, we have to digest how it's good according to Rabbe. So according to Rabbe, we have here, some Abaraisa that is telling us that according to Rabbe Kiva, when you're Mishane, you say Neder Shuta Miktosei Huta Kuloi. When you're not Mishane, you don't say Neder Shuta Miktosei Huta Kuloi. That is what the Baraisa is telling us. Now, that is exactly what Rabbi said. That Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds Neder Shuta Miktosei Huta Kuloi. And that is Dafka when you're Mishane. Then it's a Neder Shuta Miktosei. If you're not Mishane, then Rabbi Kiva also holds, you don't say Neder Shuta Miktosei Huta Kuloi. Now, let us see the Rabbi. According to Rabbah, we have these problems according to Rabbah, but let's go according to Rabbah. Bishloime l'rabbe, mukilo l'reishe, do'oma lozeh ve'lozeh. That's how the Gemara feroys. The reishe means, he said lozeh lozeh. He would have said lozeh lozeh. V'seifa do'oma l'kulchem. So the lotion is very, very unclear. Kloimah. Now the Ran is going to explain this lashon. Reisha kori trei bovi kamoi. Reisha means the first two cases, which are similar. The first two cases is hutru kula. V'seifa kerinen boba bas reis. The seifa means the last case, which we don't say hutru kula. Fine. V'hochi pirush. Now we'll start explaining. Bishloime l'rabbe, muki lohu letrei bovi kamoi. Rabbe will zetz ein the first two cases. B'mishane dvorav harishonim. If he would have known that the father's there, he never would have said the loshen he said till now. U'mishum debove kamaise nokat sh'oma betchila shaninena lekulcha. Since the first case mentioned he had said kulchem, koma, so the Gemara explains, the muki lo shomu lo lozeh velozeh. He would have said lozeh lozeh. That's the loshna Gemara. Bishlam el rabbe, mukim lo l'reisha means the reisha, the first case, which he said kulchem, if he would have known, he would have said lozeh lozeh. Now the sefer the reisha, the other way around, he said, Lozeh, Lozeh, would have said, Kulchem. But the Gemara doesn't speak out all the part. Lozeh, the Muki Loshom, Lozeh, Lozeh, Kloima. The Hashte Sheyedei Yashoviv Beinei, now that he knows that the Father is there, Oimer, he says, Sheilu Hoya Yedei Akeim Mitchil, if he would have known this, Hoya Oimer Lozeh, Lozeh, ומשם הוכי לרבי קיבה, הוא תאך מהם הותרו כולו. קיבן דאיקה תרתי טויס, because there's two תאוסים over here. לגבי האוף, he never meant to ask the father, ותאוס בלושן, לגבי אחר, he never would have said this nether of kulchem. The nether of kulchem is a misleading nether, he never would have said such a nether. Umitsiyoso, the middle case, Nami, that he started off saying, the she'eni nene lozeh lozeh, that he asked, when he asked, not knowing that the father's there, he started reckoning. There were 274 people there. He started counting, I'm asking Berl and Hatzkel and Yankel, and he went down the list. If I've known the father was there, now what is the second case telling us? This is also called a kpeda. If the father would have been there, I would never have said such a neder. Vishini mikre. So it's called, I would have been mishanis and calls this, the way the nether was said, there was a tois in the nether. Now he explains what is the kpeda. The ike inshi. There are certain people. Ksheyaydim sha'oviv b'neihem. Now going back to the first case. If they know that the father is there, so these people, they're makpid, loima, lozeh, lozeh. They would say lozeh, lozeh. They would never say kulchem. Kulchem means everyone. They would never say kulchem with a chutz me'abe, because to say for 1 second kulchem, which is mashma the father, they never do such a thing. So memela the lashon of kulchem, which is an inclusive lashon, and there was a tois in the lashon. The other people that are makpid the other way around. If they know the father's there, they'll say kulchem chutz miyabe. Why? What's wrong with lozeh, lozeh, lozeh? Lozeh is beautiful. Lefi shemi sha'oima lozeh ulozeh. A person says lozeh, lozeh. Ma'acher harbe levaya. So now he's going down the list, and let us say that the father is the 274th person there, and he's going down the list. Ma'acher harbe levaya. It takes a lot of time till he explains shleifle tesovik, that he shouldn't say the father. I mean, till he comes. I mean, he said the Chatzkel, Berl, Yankel. So a person didn't hear nishtetate. I mean, there's a big list over here. Shemisha shemeya shuhu maschel. A person who hears how he's maschel, he's gonna call out. I mean, all these mechutzofim. He's gonna be kairish hem. He's gonna tell all of them that they're also. Voima loze uloze, and he's starting going down the list, Yankel, Berl, Chatzkel, Efsha, Shiye, Sovo. So the person who's listening, Holshel, Besoif, Yaskir, Asovim, Gamke. That means he's going down the list. The Vile, he didn't mention the father yet. Well, there's a big list over here. And he's going down the list. So a person who listens to this Loshen could be thinking, and then if there's a list of 274 people, it could be for a good 4 minutes, he'll be thinking he's going to ask the father also. They're just waiting to hear how he calls out the father's name. So he would never do such a thing. That means this is a loshen. That means the you're not held in suspense. If I say kulchem chutz me'abe, that's kvoid ovid. That's, you hear right away, everybody. It's chutz me'abe. If you hear, there's a roll call going around, and it is name after name after name. So me'mele, so that's it's covered ovid not to say that. So the loshen proti is a loshen toitz. If you'd have known that the father is there, because the Loshen Proti is Moire, that it would seem that it's including the father. That's why he would never say a Loshen Proti. If you'd have known that the father is there, would he say Kulchem Chutz Me'ab. Now, I have here one problem, the Davoini I don't understand, and I'd like to be Moire the problem. That means like this. the lashon of Pliny uPliny has naniach, has a mashmois that it comes, he's going to include the father also. There's such a, the answers are such a mashmois. Fine, there's such a mashmois. That will be mekabel. Is a mashmois is going to include the father also. So therefore, if he would have known that the father's there, he would have never made such a neder. He would have made a different neder. That's true. This lashon is a, but lechayre, the halacha of neder shehuta miktsosai huta kuloi, there's a halacha over here, that if a chelik of the neder became huta, the whole neder becomes muta. That's a, either it's a svore, or it's a posik, that the Ran brought down an a Yerushalmi, kol ha-yaitzim mipiv yasef, naka kol ha-yaitzim mipiv. Now, even though this lashon was said mistakenly, but there never was huta miktsosai. Where's the huta miktsosai? That means the person thinks that I'm going to ask my father. Fine. The mashmois lashon is I'm going to ask my father. Fine. Everything. I wouldn't want to ask with this lashon because it's a degrading lashon to my father. Everything is fine. But where's the huta miktsosai? Where, what became muta? What became muta? The maisa this nether never asked the father, was never koilul the father. People would think that it's koilul the father, but the maisa never was koilul the father. So mamela, where's the huta miktsosai? The Ran said before you need two things. You need, and that's how I understood Pshat the Ran. That means that in this Lashon, there was a chelik of the Lashon that became Huta. It's not kol ha-yotzei mipiv yaseh. It's a chelik of the, he said kulchem, and the kulchem includes the father, and it's not chal on the father. So that's neder shuta mikta. It's not kol ha-yotzei mipiv yaseh. But over here, the yaitzi mipiv, whatever it is, he could be speaking for a half an hour, he's rambling. He could be speaking for a half an hour and is rambling name after name, and the impression that people get are that he's going to ask the father, but he never, the neder never touched his father. So where was there a hat on the neder? We felt us in kol yaitzi mipiv yaseh. So that I don't understand. But let's go further. Now, let's go further. Hilkach, bo bekame de braise, which includes two cases of mishane, kemashlon de be mishane, michlal leprat, havishinui, shuhuta miktosai utakula. Mitziyosa kemashim de mishana miprat leklal, deine shama mitchila lezeh lezeh, pashva melech kulchem, dhi agavne namishini ave. Yeah. So, it's also called a shinoi, and you also say neder shuta miktsosa. Vohuta, now the Ran is going to start explaining that the shinoi ala shinoi, it says, huta rechot, huta rishain, which are problematic. Vohuta rishain, claim echot mea mutru, kulo. I love that rishain, I mean, fakelt. He never mentioned the father's name. Fakelt, that's the, vohuta rishain is echot mea mutru. The Sefer Diktoni, Huta Ha'achrein, Ha'achrein Muta Vekulo Nasur. The Sefer that says that all are also besides the Achrein, the Omar Lekulchem, Bein Betchila, Bein Besayf. That means it's speaking about not knowing that his father was there, he said, Kulchem. And he asked him what would be if you had known the father was there, also say Kulchem. And also say kulchem. Inami da'ama betchila b'soif lezeh lezeh. Or, the other case. I mean, the first two bavos are telling us how the neder was said not knowing that his father was there. And if he would have known that his father, he'd also say the same lashon. The lashon doesn't bother him anyway.
The kivin shumamidvov akolecho.
So it's the same neder. That means there is no tois in the neder.
That
means the word rishin v'achin, which is a sotam here, is lavdavke. Ela echad meyem kama. Fine. That is good according to Rabbi. So that means Rabbi was able to wade through this beraisa. He understood everything. The first two bavos we call the reisha is telling us, according to Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds neder shuta miktzosai, by mishane, you say huta miktzosai. If it's not mishane, you don't say huta miktzosai, huta kule. That's gemalt.
Eloledidoch, but according to you, Rabbi, bishloime reisha,
now we'll see reisha means mamish, the first case. Mukim lo, the Amalekulchem.
Okay, according to you, now we have to understand over here, according to Rava, so, in the case of Mishane, everyone holds that it's Mutter. By Mishane, everyone knows it's Mutter according to Rava. The whole machloikis of Beishamah and Beisilo and Rabbi Kiva and the Chachomim is, in the case when he's not Mishane. Rabbi Kiva holds Tofes Loshen Achrei, so it's called Mishane, and they hold it's not called Mishane. So now, Keitzad Omar Rabbi Kiva. Now let's appreciate the Beraisa. The Beraisa is saying the Rabbi Kiva that says Neder Shuta Miktzosai. So what? Who is the Rabbi Kiva that said Neder Shuta Miktzosai? Kiva, not the Rabbanan. A case that if you would say Tofes Loshen Rishin, it wouldn't be Mishane. But since you say Tofes Loshen Achin, it's Mishane. That's what we have to say. So let's go to the Braisa. Keitzad Omar Rabbi Kiva Nedesh. What did Rabbi Kiva say? When did Rabbi Kiva say, Afilu Nedesh, Uta Mitzos, Uta Kule? Koinim Sheni Nenel Lekulchem. He started off by saying, Koinim Sheni Nenel Lekulchem. And what did, and we ask him, what would you have said if you would have known that the father was there? He also said, Koinim Sheni Nenel Lekulchem. Chutz Meyabe. That's what he would have said. And I hold Tofes Loshen Achrei, so that's called a Mishane. That is the first case of the Beraisa. The first case of the Beraisa, which we're saying, where do we see Rabbi Kiva holds Neder Shuta Miktzosai? That's a case of Kulchem and Kulchem Chutz Meyabe. I would have said Kulchem Chutz Meyabe. And I hold Tofes Loshen Achrei, so my mail it's called Neder Shuta Miktzosai. He would have said, Vaita kulchem, chutz miyabe. Elo seifa, seifa means the mitziyosa, the oma loze, loze. So the, we'll just make that nice oise, baby. So the Ran says, you can't say that he said loze, loze, and then again he would have said loze, loze, chutz miyabe, because that's repetitious. I mean, I know already that Bishloim, according to Rabbi, it's telling us it's called Ashini Miklal Prat, Miprat Klal. So that's good. But according to Rove, we have to say two cases of Mamed Vorov. So two cases of Mamed Vorov is ridiculous. You don't have to tell me two cases of Mamed Vorov. It's the same thing. Then if you look by Mamed Vorov, you say Tovus Loshnach. Ela seifa da oma. So seifa means the mitziyosa. Ela seifa da oma la zel ze. Rabbi Kiva. So a koch of the seifa has to be that he started off by saying la ze, and he would have said kulchem. That's chatting the seifa. Rabbi Kiva. Amai pligi rabbonon alei. Amrit ivrei hakel muta. You just told me by Mishan, everyone knows muta. That was Rapopis Kashe on Rove. Now let us see the Rabbi.
Ela ledidoch bishloime reishadam lekuchem. The pligi rabbonon. That means that talking about a case that the rabbonon acholik and Rabbi Kiva climate b'maimed. Mishimachi davke l'Rabbi Kiva huterachmem hutrukulom. Avol rabbonon kivin shumamid vorov. So it's very good case, Adam, Rabbi Kiva, that's the first case. Elo seife, so the Ran says, kloima, let's not be get misled. Mitziyosa. It means the middle case. Idi omalus el is that, kloima. Shibitchilo omalikulchem. Again, he first said, lekulchem. Ba'ashoim elazel is that. Britoni bebraisa lozel za dvor vach reinim koi. This is what he would have said. Koi Rabbi Kiva hi. Bitmiye. Hobe mishane. If it's speaking about his mishane, afe la rabbonu meide. Like la meime. Yep, period. So you can't say. So that's the kasha. He says, if we'll say that the reish is speaking about, he started off with kulchem, and if he would have known that his father's, he also would have said kulchem. That's Rabbi Kiva. But to say, if we'll say lezeh lezeh means that he started off with kulchem and he would have said lezeh lezeh, so that's Rabbi Kiva. Chamos amayde to this. Hobe mishane for the rabbon amayde. Zok teran, the lekel lemeimer. What's the problem? Why over here, according to Rava, we have to say the safe has to be, the mitziyos has to be a different case than the reish. Just like according to Rabbi, the first two cases are the same, and it's Mishane. The first one he started off Kulchem, he would have been Mishane to Lazel Lazet. The second case he started Lazel Lazet, I would have been Mishane to Kulchem. Is Laravanami Trebovi Kamoi Bemaimit? So both two cases also speaking about the same case. The Reish is speaking about, he started off by saying Kulchem, if you know that it's the father, you also said Kulchem. No, the Lekel Meimach, you can't say this according to Rav. The Bishloime L'Rabbe, Tavayu Tzrichi Lashmina, the Bein Mechlal L'Prat. That means if he started off with a loshen kloli kulchem, and he says he would have said a loshen plot, so that's what the two cases are telling us. They're telling us ilchus mishane. It's considered mishane bein michlal leprat bein miprat lechlal. Ela lerova de lesla yekimta ela b'maimid. According to Rava, if we're saying what Rabbi Kiva sheet is, so we have to be speaking about maimid. So why do you need two cases of Maimed? That he said Kulchem, and he would have again said Kulchem Chutz Miyabe. He said Lozel Lozen, he could have said Lozen again, Lozel Zakhutz Labe. Elovatai, Reisha b'Maimed. So the Reisha is speaking about Maimed, the Mitziyose b'Mishane. The Kivin Shekain, Kosh Mitziyose. So the Braises is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Diktoni Kate said, Omar Rabbi Kiva, that's what it says. Mishana for the Rabbonon made it. That's the Kasha. Period. So the Kasha is that according to Rove, the Mitziyosa has to be a case of Mishana, because if it's a case of Maimed Vorov, it's repetitious. And if it's Mishane, so it's not only Rabbi Kiva. Rav has said that the Chamam also made it by Mishane. Zokteran, vuadin davala lekshuyim miseife. You could have asked the kasha from the seife also. Diktoni achen muta v'kulo nasurim. Now, that's tamazay shvel. That the seife, the last case says, that all of them are osa, and the achen is muta. Now, according to Rav, there's no such thing. A filo by Mamed was also with the mitzvah to kula. Veich maskachas ol Rabbi Kiva. Amet a filo Maimed shari according to Rabbi Kiva.
Ella the mitzi, ella kivin the mitzi yosa, kasha lele not to lay at safe. Good, you have a problem from the safe also. Why do you test a kasha from the safe? Mitzi yosa spell. Benina beinai. The hainu time, now the ran set up until Santa Pshat. Before the Gemara, or libe the rabbi, the Gemara called the first two cases reisha. And the last case is safe. And according to Rava, we call the first case Reisha, and Mitziyosa we call Seifa. The Rebbeinu, the Heine time, the Chibrini Bishlam, the Rabbah, Krinu Mitziyosa Reisha, the Chiyamrin, and Elo, the Doch, Krinu Mitziyosa Seifa. The more is not consistent. Mishim, the Rabbah, Mitziyosa Reisha, Bechad Gavne. The Mitziyosa and Reisha speak about the same case. The Heine, the Mishana, Mishim, the Chirinu, Luhu, the Tavai Reisha, the Ledidei, Lek, Elo, Trey, Bovi. Bevreise. Deine drei gabni kamoi bemishane. Beseifa, bemaim, but there are only two cases here. The first two cases are mishane, and then Rabbi Kiva holds nedu shuta mitzosa. The third case is maimit. Abel, rovet, leyev shluk mi mitziyosa, du mi dereishi bemaimit. Dim keitik shalon tarte mamit lomeli. Is karina le mitziyosa seife. So therefore the Gemara calls the mitziyosa the seife. And this is Rapopis Kasha and Robert.